using analytics to grow your channel. YouTube gives you at a glance an in-depth analytical data for your videos and channels. From your dashboard, you can see the performance of your latest video compared to your typical video performance. You'll see how it ranks against your last 10 videos, its views, average view duration, and watch time. The channel dashboard also gives you a quick glance at your overall channel analytics. You can see your current subscribers, a summary of your views and watch times during the past 28 days, and your top videos from the past 48 hours. Now let's do a deep dive into the analytics page. You can look at your channel as a whole, a video group, or for a specific video. Remember that you can change the date range you want to look at for your analytics. You can also hover over any metric in analytics to get more information about it, or click the See More button on any card to see additional data or to compare different metrics, time periods, videos, or groups. Start with your Overview tab. This will give you personalized information about views, watch time, subscribers, and estimated revenue if you're in the YouTube Partner Program. You'll see how your video is doing compared to your typical past performance. You can also click on each metric to update the graph below them. The graph will chart day-by-day changes in that metric. The chart also shows when new videos were uploaded, so you can chart responses to each one. The Overview tab also shows real-time activity for your videos within the last 48 hours, and your top videos for your selected time period. You can also see a snapshot of the performance for your last 10 videos. If you're looking at a specific video, the Overview tab will show views, watch time, and subscribers added. You'll also see audience retention, likes versus dislikes, and the real-time activity for that video. The Reach tab is your central source for information about how many viewers you're reaching and how you're reaching them. This included impressions, click-through rates, and unique viewers. Impressions are counted every time a viewer comes across one of your thumbnails on YouTube. Click-through rate shows how often the viewer clicked on that video to watch it. Unique viewers show how many new viewers came to watch your video over a set time. The Reach tab also shows various information about your video's traffic sources and which surfaces are driving viewers to your video. There is also the viewership funnel graph, which shows impressions and how they led to watch time. You can improve the chances of YouTube recommending your video by increasing your click-through rate and video watch time. The Engagement tab gives you information on viewer attention. It shows watch time, average view duration, and end screens, telling you which elements are best resonating with your audience. At the individual video level, this tab shows you information on audience retention, likes versus dislikes, and, if you've added them, the end screen element click rate. The Audience tab tells you who is watching your videos. This shows you unique viewers, average view per user, and subscribers. These metrics give you an idea of the size of your audience, as well as their level of engagement. You can also see watch time from subscribers. At the channel level, you'll see the subscriber bell notifications card, which shows the percentage of subscribers who have enabled notifications from your channel and from YouTube. The Audience tab also gives you information on the viewers watching your videos, their gender, age group, and where they're located. If you have a monetized channel, there will also be a Revenue tab which gives you information about your managing comments. On your dashboard, in the left side column, you'll see the Comments tab. This tab will show you everything you need to know about your channel's comments. It will show you which video has gotten comments, what the comment says, how many likes your video has gotten, and more. You can change your default comment settings by going to the Settings tab on your dashboard. Select Community, then Defaults. Select the default settings you want, then click Save. You can also change settings for an individual video by selecting Content on your dashboard. Click on a video's thumbnail and choose the More Options button. Under Comments and Ratings, choose your comment settings and click Save. YouTube Studio will hold potentially inappropriate comments for 60 days in the Help for Review tab. It can recognize these comments in 100 different languages, and if you'd like to add even more words or phrases to block, simply add them to your blocked word list. You can also choose to accept all comments or hold all comments for review, or even to turn off comments entirely. If you need to, You can block a certain commenter by clicking on one of their comments and selecting the three dots. Click on Hide Comments from this user. You can also block an entire channel. Copy down the channel's URL from their YouTube page. Then go to your Settings tab on the dashboard and select Community. In the Hidden Users box, paste the URL and then click Save. You can always unblock a commenter or channel by going to the Community tab and selecting Remove beside the commenter you'd like to allow to comment again. One useful block to learn is how to block a comment that contains URL links or hashtags. Just go to the Settings tab and choose Community. Under the Automated Filters tab, select Block Links. This will block those comments or chat messages from everyone except your designated moderators or approved users. Remember to click Save. YouTube will also mark certain comments and replies to bring them to your attention. This makes it easier for you to interact with new comments and replies. These are called highlighted comments and are visible only to you in YouTube Studio. The highlights aren't permanent, either. They will vanish once you have interacted with the comment or reply. You can reload them, however, by clicking on the timestamp for the comment. To reply to a comment, click on it under the Publish tab. Remember to check the Held for Review tab to see if any blocked comments are comments you want to include. Choose Reply and simply type your reply. You can also like, dislike, or love a comment. Good YouTube comment strategy included starting the ball rolling by posting comments on your own videos, replying to comments and questions promptly, and engaging with your most loyal subscribers' content. Your brand can also comment on another brand's YouTube videos to promote relationships between the two of you. It also shows that you're paying attention to conversations besides your own and can make your brand more noticeable to subscribers. Conclusion. YouTube Studio is an easy-to-use, well-designed application that allows you to have every tool and piece of information you need to create and maintain a successful YouTube channel. The video editing choices are somewhat rudimentary, but if you're uploading a video, chances are you've already done the advanced editing necessary beforehand. Most of the use you'll get out of Studio will be managing the settings for your videos and using analytics to obtain insights into how well your videos are performing and how to improve their performance. These two functions alone make YouTube Studio worth the time it takes to learn how to use it. To your success!